wonderful Schumacher. Look at that. 3/10 of a second faster.
Well, if you're a Ferrari fan in France, you're going to be somewhat happy. A Ferrari 1-2, led by Kimi Räikkönen. Kovalainen, well, he was McLaren's only hope for a pole position. What happened to him? He didn't quite match up. Lewis Hamilton qualified third, but as we know, he's going to be way back in 13th place. And, well done to him. The two Red Bulls in the top 10. Well done to them. BMW, what is going on? 1-2 in Canada. What happened in qualifying? Well, this is the qualifying cast for the French Grand Prix. That's going to be tomorrow. I'm JK. This is F1 episode 84. See you at the other end of this. Well, with the two grid penalties of Rosberg and Hamilton, the grid is not what it seemed when qualifying first finished. Once they tumbled the times, somewhat like one of those fruit machines, we have a top 20, and last place, undeservedly so, according to some, is Nico Rosberg in the Williams. Well, he made that mistake in Canada, not as big as Lewis Hamilton. Some people even came out and said that perhaps Rosberg should have had a 5-place grid penalty as opposed to a 10-place grid penalty a la Hamilton. But whatever, there's nothing we can do that changes that now. Rosberg in 20th in the Williams, and Williams, well, they were looking quite handy until the qualifying. They were looking, you know, not too bad. Well, Nakajima being not too high up proves that perhaps they're struggling, or yeah, perhaps. Anyway, the two usual people that are at the back of the grid, the Force Indias, 18th and 19th, the 19th Sutil in the Force India. Yes, he had his shiny moment in Monaco that was eradicated by Kimi Räikkönen. And, well, he's failed to outshine Fisichella once again, but as we know, Fisichella is very good at qualifying. So, kind of where you expect the two Force Indias to be, 18th and 19th. Now, there are rumours of a wet race, and if it is a wet one, they could be scoring points a la Monaco. So, fingers crossed for Force India, they will probably be doing a rain dance, as probably will the two Hondas. Very disappointing. One of their worst qualifyings of sessions of the year. 16th for Button and 17th for Barrichello. No, that is not very good at all, is it? And disappointing, as Martin Brundle said, they'd been steady but not very fast. And Jenson Button said in an interview during the ITV feed of Formula One that they pretty much was, well, that's exactly where they expected to be. Button did not foresee either of the Hondas getting outside the qualifying three. And, well, that's pretty much where they stayed. 15th, we had Nakajima in the Williams, holding everybody up at one point. Both Webber and, I believe, Kovalainen, he looked to held up, definitely destroying one of Webber's fast laps. But that didn't stop Webber getting through into qualifying two in the end. Somewhat disappointing there for Nakajima in the Williams. As I said, Williams weren't looking too shabby. Now, 14th, French superstar, for French's only hope indeed, in the Toro Rosso, Sebastian Bourdais. Yes, out-qualified by Vettel. Vettel definitely looked mighty until the qualifying session. But 14th for Bourdais, pretty much the, I think, the best you could have hoped for him, because he seemed to be struggling a lot compared to Vettel until the qualifying, and he did step it up a bit. Well done, Bourdais. 13th, Lewis Hamilton in the McLaren. Yes, he did a good lap on the harder tyres, no doubt, where everyone else went on the softer, because the harder tyres seemed to suit his driving style more. So 13th for Lewis Hamilton in the McLaren. I think he will also be doing a rain dance overnight, if there will be indeed rain for the French Grand Prix tomorrow. So, fingers crossed for Hamilton. 13th, the problem with starting that far in the pack is something can happen, you know, completely out of your control, rather than starting in the front two rows, where, yes, things do happen, but not so much. So, he's got that really tight hairpin at Adelaide, coming off after the first few corners to watch out, but also a lot of positions can be gained. And, well, Hamilton really has to go hell for leather, because, as David Coulthard once said, you can gain more positions at the start than at any time during the race. So held for leather and perhaps doing a rain dance. 12th, Vettel was definitely the star of the practice sessions, but in the Toro Rosso, kind of flattered to deceive. I really thought, and I'm sure even Gerhard Berger thought, especially when he looked at the glum face when he didn't make it, that's Vettel did not make it through the qualifying, third qualifying session. He really thought a top 10 was on the cards for the Toro Rosso, and definitely a top 10 for Nick Heidfeld was on the cards, surely, coming into this weekend. BMW have struggled somewhat, and Heidfeld, as we know, he's a good racer, but he's really struggled this year with the car. I tipped him to be the better of Robert Kubica. But that hasn't happened yet. And so, well, 10th, PK, yes, he just failed to get into that qualifying three, but 10th nevertheless because of Hamilton's 10th place grid penalty. One of his better qualifying sessions of the year, so well done to PK. Yes, Renault, their home race, he really does need some points, doesn't he? And wouldn't it be nice if he scored some points at the French Grand Prix Renault's home race? Now, 9th, we have Glock in the Toyota. Well done to him, getting into the top 10. Nice one. 7th and 8th are two Red Bulls of Webber and Coulthard. Finally, two Red Bulls nicely into the top 10. And, well, if they finish there, that'll be absolutely brilliant if they finish somewhere around that mark. And I think even Robert Kubica in the BMW, they could be giving him a lot of trouble. So, Red Bull, it would be disappointing if they didn't have 2 points finishes. I think Red Bull and Webber and Coulthard will definitely see that as a failure. And who knows, if it is a wet race, anything can happen. We could have another Red Bull podium. Anyway, Robert Kubica in 6th. Yes, the championship leader. Will he still be the championship leader once the race is done? Well, not if it finishes like this. And not if a BMW's up to the qualifying session continues in to the race, which it probably will, because you can't really change the car that much. So disappointing. Also disappointing, I think, for Kovalainen, only 5th in the McLaren, unless obviously he has an absolutely fantastic strategy. Well, this was his time to shine, and he kind of failed to, with Hamilton being out. This probably, other than Turkey, could have been his best chance of winning a race, but alas, it wasn't to be pole position. But could it still be a race win? You never know. Those McLarens are only a few tenths shy of the Ferraris, and with a better strategy, well, that could put him in a nice contention. But he's going to have to get by a Jarno Trulia, who, as we know, is a very good qualifier. Not so good in the race, even though that's been improving a lot this year. So Trulia in 4th. Alonso in 3rd in the Renault. Yes, making the top 3. Good for Renault PR. I'm sure he's on a 3-stop strategy, as some people have been saying, but Renault, Alonso, I said in Spain he could be interesting into the first corner. He wasn't, unfortunately, but starting 3rd, he could get in the mix with the Ferraris. I mean, if Alonso gets in between the Ferraris, it really could be over for one of them for the race, holding them up. So it's going to be interesting. I hope that Alonso goes hell for leather. Wouldn't it be nice having Alonso leading the French Grand Prix? I said that about the Spanish Grand Prix and it didn't happen. So come on, Alonso, lead in that first corner and let's make it an exciting race. As you expected, the two Ferraris, Raikkonen and Massa, fastest. Well, it's going to be an interesting first corner for these two. I believe it's Raikkonen's first pole as well at Magny-Cours, because Massa scored it last time. And then these two drivers do seem to be very, very closely matched. So let's hope for, well, I think Ferrari haven't really got a choice. They have to let them absolute race. And because it is so close, yes, they have a few tenths advantage in the qualifying session. But as we know, the French Grand Prix, the racetrack is very abrasive and it's very hardened tyres. And it's very susceptible to the weather and the temperature of the track. So, an interesting grid. Let's see how good Hamilton can do. Will he get on the podium? I wouldn't count Hamilton out the podium. And, well, I think anything but a points finish will be seen as a failure from the Hamilton-McLaren camp. And anything but a podium will probably also be seen as a failure in the Kovalainen-McLaren camp. And Ferrari, well, they really will be wanting that 1-2. So, there you go. And here, coming up, is your top 20 rundown. Ah! And while scoring his first French Grand Prix, Magny-Cours pole position and probably the last, Raikkonen in the Ferrari. No more Magny-Cours next year, apparently. In second, Massa. In third, well done, Alonso in the Renault. Home race. Fourth, Trulli in the Toyota. Fifth, disappointing, Kovalainen in the McLaren. Sixth, and Kubica, disappointing again, in the BMW. Seventh and eighth, the two Red Bulls, well done over Webber and Coulthard. Ninth, Glock. 10th, Piquet in the other Renault. 11th, a disappointing BMW Heidfeld. 12th, Vettel in the Toro Rosso. 13th, a penalised Lewis Hamilton. 14th, Bourdais at this home race in the Toro Rosso. 15th, Nakajima in the Williams. 16th, Button. 17th, Barrichello in the Hondas. 18th and 19th, the two Force Indias of Fisichella and Sutil. And 20th, the penalised Nico Rosberg. And while all the excuses and all the comments have come out after the qualifying, yes, Raikkonen scores Ferrari's 200th pole position, but he also says that he could have gone quicker. Yes, the Finn, his time was a 1:16.449, but he said, I had quite a bit faster lap on the lap I came in, but the team told me to box it because I was fastest anyhow. There was no point to waste a lap of fuel, said Raikkonen. So there you go, Ferrari thinking on their toes. Massa saying overdriving cost him pole. Yes, Massa blamed a bit of overdriving in the final qualifying session at Magny-Cours on his failure to beat his teammate. He said, I was a little bit overdriving too much in Q3. I was trying to get the best out of the car and lost a little bit of time on the track and in a couple of corners trying to push too hard. So, Fisichella is saying he's hopeful of a stronger race pace after what must be a slightly disappointing qualifying session for the Force India team. But, well, there you go. And Lewis Hamilton is apologising for his mistake. Yes, he's apologised to his team for the mistakes he made during the qualifying for the French Grand Prix. He has said, he has shown that you can do it, said Hamilton, talking about Raikkonen. It was quite a disappointing qualifying for us and for me. I have to apologise to the team because I didn't do a great job at all. On my first and second lap, I made a mistake on the exit of turn 7. I went wide and lost 3/10. But that is life. I was pushing and trying to get the best out of the car. I believe I did most areas apart from that one, but we missed out and we will push hard tomorrow. Now, as we know, the 10th-place grid penalty has had a big impact on McLaren's strategy's approach to the weekend, though Hamilton insisted it had not played on his mind when in the car. He said, it doesn't help, obviously, but it doesn't hang over you. You know, entering the weekend, that you are coming here to win. You feel comfortable, you feel confident, and the team have done everything for you to make sure the car is best. That's the quote from autosport.com. And stay tuned after the race. We'll be looking at the French Grand Prix. Is it going to rain? What's going to happen? What are the strategies? This is normally a three-stop race. But hey, I think once Michael Schumacher did four stops and won it. But anyway, this is F1. This is episode 84 coming to a close slowly. Let's quickly, before I do go, have a look at the weather reports and, well, the 5-day weather forecast on Autosport. It said today was heavy storms. That's a bit lie. Tomorrow is severe storms in Magny-Cours. Let's hope for Hamilton's sake, because he will be wanting a rare race, and probably will suit all. They'll be all be doing their rain dances. But anyway, stay tuned for our episode 85 when we will be running down the French Grand Prix results.